I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to AVG, Asian Boss Girl, a podcast for the modern day Asian American woman. My name is Mel.
I'm Janet.
And I'm Helen.
Welcome to 2021, ladies.
Woo-hoo!
We have opened the door to a new year. So if you joined us last week, we did a wrap-up of 2020, which we all know was a very challenging year. And we went deep and we talked personally about all of our experiences. So go back and listen to that if you haven't already. But in today's episode, we're looking forward. Mm-hmm. We have 300 plus amazing days ahead of us. And now that we've closed the door on 2020 and we've entered a new year for 2021, we wanted to take some time to reflect individually on what we would like to, I don't know if you want to say accomplish or focus on or what our goals are this year, but just resolutions, I guess, mm-hmm. right, is the topic.
New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
What they is. Let's go. Yeah.
Exactly what Helen just said. I think last episode, you could already hear the difference. I was like sobbing and crying. But, you know, reflecting again on 2020, I don't want to sit in my pain. I want to take it and then build on it and become a better person. So 2021 is about focusing on those resolutions.
For sure. And we know that things are not going to change overnight from 2020. But I do really feel that there is progress. And I am very hopeful for this coming year for all of us.
So with that, Miss Helen, would you like to start us off with your personal 2021 resolution?
Oh, man. Oh, woman. All right. Let's do this. These past 2 years, I think for me, have been pretty wild. If you listen to the last episode, I went through some intense life-changing things. And I think 2021 is going to be even more wild, but in a big, like, milestone-y way. Adulting. For one, I am going to be getting married to my best friend, the absolute rock of my life. And I am so excited for that. Like, we're basically married now, but I think I'm just ready to move on to this next phase of my life with him and just go through life with him. And it just feels very right. So I am very excited for that. And with that, also, another big life change potentially, crossing my fingers, I would love to move out of the city of downtown LA and into the burb life. I know, Jay, you might want to join me on that train, but I really want to have a single family home and a freaking backyard. I want a place where I can finally grow my own gardens and like go to my backyard and just like pick a vegetable and put it in my mouth, you know? And I don't know. I feel like if I really think about this next year, thinking about 2020 and how much change there's been, like, what if, you know, we grow our family, you know, like a pet or something, you know what I mean? Like a dog or a turtle or, you know, something
or
else.
A little human.
I mean, I don't know, you know, but aside from that, those big things, like even maybe my sister Annie and my brother-in-law Ray, maybe they'll be in LA, maybe my parents will move here. So there's like a lot of things that are sort of like in discussions and not a lot of things happening yet, but I think they will be in 2021. So These are like major life events. And I remember in 2019 when I was going through all the shit I mentioned in the last episode, I remember thinking to myself, you better start taking care of your health, not just your physical, but like your mental too. I am a firm believer that you cannot fully love someone until you learn to love yourself. Mm-hmm. They don't deserve your open wounds to bleed all over them. So it was very important for me to fix myself before I could tend to someone else. So I think sitting where I am today at the beginning of 2021, I feel like very ready. Like outside of these enormous life goals, like marriage and house, I think similar to actually what Jay, you said last year in your resolutions, I want to think thoroughly about the type of life that I want for myself because I never had this before. Mm. I want to be the boss of my own life. And it is a very exhilarating feeling to feel so liberated from the shackles of your brain of what I had gone through in the past 2 years. Mm. Plus, right? And I feel like, if you can imagine me as a cartoon, I feel like I've been sitting in my chair that's really like a rocket ship, and the ceiling that's contained me suddenly opened up, and I'm finally able to like shoot out of the ceiling and towards the moon.
Rocket to the moon.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's how I feel right now. And I think I'm finally ready to be the boss of my own life. But to get there, I know I have a lot of work to do. And one of the biggest hurdles in my self-progress is being vulnerable. And I think in many ways, it is the core of what I struggle with. I'm the type of person that has this, you know, like deep urgency to plan ahead. I'm extremely analytical. I'm a perfectionist. I like structure and having systems in place. I'm more practical than emotional, as you all know. And I'm also a type A. So being vulnerable feels difficult to me and it doesn't come naturally. And I have two sub-goals to try and be more vulnerable here. One, letting go of control. When we first started this podcast and even up until now, I think it's a little tough to admit, but I actually turned down a lot of recordings on other people's podcasts and a lot of interviews too. Not because I didn't want to be on them, but because my dumbass didn't feel like I was competent enough or that I wouldn't have anything to share. Like here on ABG, we can split up our conversation into 20 minutes and we have control of the edit. But a full hour with me just talking with a spotlight on me, that like I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, that sparks a lot of anxiety in me. And I do think that this like black or white thinking comes from the fact that for the past 10 years, I've sat at a desk job and I've never had someone ask me to share my story beyond a surface level. So I've never had to flex those muscles before. And my plan for this next year is to try my best to connect with people more outside of my comfort zone and really try and let go of that control. Mm. Two, getting better at public speaking by working through my doubts of having something important to say. Recently, I saw someone comment on our YouTube channel and they said, Helen sounds really anxious when she answers questions. And the thing is, I am. Like, yeah, I am. This podcasting thing does not come easy for me. And as a lot of you know by now, public speaking is one of my greatest fears. As an example, and this isn't even in like a public speaking setting, remember like in those group settings when you go around in a circle and you have to like introduce yourselves?
Oh, I hate those.
I hated that like anticipation. Like you knew that you were going to be the next to respond, like you're five away and then you're four away and then you're three away, two away. Oh my God, it's my turn next. I would literally start sweating profusely and say as little as possible to introduce myself. I'd be like, hi, I'm Helen. I'm from Boston. Nice to meet you all. And then immediately my face would turn bright red.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And I don't know if it's like the same genome effect as like when you drink and you get the Asian glow, probably not, but like I would turn bright red and I would just want to like hide. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think if I do sound a little anxious, it's because I am, but I am trying.
I actually think you've grown so much for the public speaking. Like there's so many times when we have speaking events this past, like last year, that I was like, I think when you speak, you have such a good blend of sharing your story. You do it in such an engaging way. And you also speak very eloquently in the way you speak and present yourself through these like talks. I'm like, wow, Helen has her shit together. Mm-hmm. And I love the way you sound when you come off. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the way you sound during these events because mm-hmm. I feel like, wow, like I'm actually taking notes from you when you're mm-hmm. talking.
Thank you. I think I guess I put on a good falsehood. I don't know. Like, I think sometimes especially when I begin, or I just never know when I'm going to get that like panic feel of like blacking out, of like, oh my gosh, my voice is quivering. Like I can't hide the quiver. That's just something that is I'm accepting. That is just a part of me. And if it comes out, then it comes out. And as long as I don't like let it shut me down, that's what I'm trying to do. I just can't control that quiver. So it's like, I just never know when it's going to happen. And it's like a scary thing not knowing when it's going to like just suddenly come out. And it's like, oh my God, I need to fight this and think and talk and answer questions and do all of these things. And you know,
Yeah, I definitely want to echo Mel in that. I think you've grown so much in your public speaking. And I don't think it's because you weren't skilled at it before. I think you were just more fearful of it before. Mm-hmm. So I've seen you become more comfortable with it. But hearing you articulate that it's still something that you feel a physical like reaction to and a fear, I have to say that I applaud you for making that a goal for next year to do it more. Because if each time, that's a lot of times that you're like getting on, you're like, well, here we go again. And you get the, you know, butterflies, you get the sweats. But I think that's how you improve. That's how we saw you go, you know, from the beginning of last year to now, to feel like I do feel like you're more comfortable now. And another thing I noticed, that you're actually a very good interviewer, and that's something that I've taken from you as well when we've had guests, is that you're very good at asking the questions. So, you know, take that into something that's in your arsenal, in your pocket, is that, you know, speaking and conversing on a podcast isn't just about a one-way conversation. There's a real skill to like making the other person feel comfortable too. So
thank you. I appreciate that, ladies.
I think one thing I want to add too is the quiver. I actually have not heard you quiver at all this past year. Like, at all.
Oh. No, but
there you go. That was the first time.
But like, I really haven't.
Yeah, I actually haven't really heard it either. Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's like, maybe it's obviously my voice is in my head.
Yeah. Like, I think you can feel that maybe your vocal cords are shaking, but it isn't audible to other people.
Yeah. I guess maybe the thing that I do when I feel that, because I definitely feel that with the past, and we've done like so many this past year, or in 2020, I think we've done like maybe like 15 speaking events, but each time I do feel that, I just speak louder. And I just try to cover it. Yeah. And I try to make sure it's not like vibratoing. It's like crazy. Because if you force it out, then it doesn't come off that way. But I guess that's just the coping thing to do.
Yeah, or it's something you also learned from the Dear Abridge episode. You're like, I need to know how to enunciate because my voice doesn't travel far. You're like, my name is Elle. And you're like kind of like emphasizing your mouth.
Yeah.
Wow, these are good tips though.
Yeah. But I do remember a while ago when you would tell us that you would get invitations and you would just turn them down, you know. And I think we understood at that point, like, A, your schedule was crazy, and then B, it was really intimidating to do anything like that on our own. But I would encourage you this year, and for anyone listening who would want to invite her, thinks it's appropriate, not saying that if she doesn't respond, it's not because she's not interested, your calendar is going to be booked a lot as well. But just, I think that is an amazing thing, that it's like, now you're ready, you know, so the opportunities hopefully.
Now I'm starting to be ready. Yeah. So yes, I apologize to anyone listening that's like, bitch, you didn't come on my podcast. It's because I think too highly of you and not of myself. Scared. So I am working on that. And that is something that I will continue working on. Thank you, ladies. Ooh, weird to talk about this. So the next of my resolutions is that I want to be more present with my family. I think this past Thanksgiving, I actually went back home to Boston, and this was my first time I was able to really be present with them. In past years, when I was working at my finance job still, I would have my laptop with me 85% of the time that we were together, eating dinner in my sister's office. And this year, I was able to be home and present, and I really fucking love my family. Like, I really, really do. Now that I don't have the stress of, you know, the client-facing things and whatnot, and the work is a little bit different now, and I have more control of my schedule, I can actually plan out time to be with them. And it just felt so good to be present. And that's something that I've learned for myself in my core values. It's to be present with your friends and family, because life is short and you never know when you're going to have no more time with them. So that's something I really want to do more of. Once this whole COVID mess is done, I do want to see my family more in Boston. Next, I have a lot. I hope that this might be let me try to get through these. All right. I do want to show up and be better allies for marginalized communities. Not to get all political with this resolution, but this is something that I really deeply care for, especially with my work with ABG. It is now truly a part of my identity, and a lesson that I really learned in 2020 is that we're all in this together, operating under the same systems. And so if we want true progress, we got to use the platforms and resources that we have to lift each other up. So that is a goal of mine that I am very cognizant of, and I want to utilize to help other marginalized communities. I want to write a script. This might be new this is something that would be very personal, and a story, I guess, to myself. And I've been thinking about this for a while now, just never really put pen to paper. So I think it'd be a pretty boss move if I can do this while, of course, prioritizing ABG. Yes, Mel and Janet. I see y'all. But yes, that's something that I've been thinking about. I want to find a mentor, someone who is Asian female and an entrepreneur. This is something that I think I am really missing in my life. And I've been starting to feel this more because I really do have this passion to grow ABG to its full potential. And I've been thinking about how I wish I had an older sister to guide me through some of this process. Because I think the three of us, we have amazing synergy and chemistry. And we are growing this thing way faster than any of us expected. But there's something about having a mentor to sort of ground me. And also, I think, sort of just like nudge me in the right direction. And I think I'm missing that from my life. So that is something that I would like to seek out more for an older sister. Next, I want to make a concerted effort to be more on time for things. Whoa! I think with a very demanding client-facing job that I had, I honestly felt like I had very little control of my life and my schedule. I was late to everything, like dinner, parties, ABG meetings, you name it. And a lot of it was out of my control, but it became the norm of what I was used to, right? And now that I don't have that life, I realize I don't want to bring that habit into my new life. And I want to reverse that feeling of not owning my life and my time. So that is something that I want to be more conscious of. I don't feel good when people are late for me, so why don't I hold myself to those standards for others, you know? So I think this will be a really hard habit to break, but I'm going to put it out there and try my best to do that. I want to focus on my health and my body, and this goal is not to lose weight, not to go on a juice cleanse and get toned or whatever, because fuck those goals. But this goal is for me to be more mindful with things that I do consume, mindful exercise, and to be thankful for my body and the good health that I do have. I will say that I think this past year has made me realize how important health is, and to not see it as so like black and white. Like if I don't look a certain way, then I'm going to be sad. If I don't, you know, feel a certain way, I'm going to be sad. But to be just grateful and thankful for yourself. And through that, I think you're going to want to treat it well too. Low on my priority of resolutions, but aligned with fitness, I do want to get a pull-up, which now has been on my list for 5 years, so I'll keep that one on there.
2021 is going to be the year.
I will say that my push-ups are getting a lot stronger, so we get in there. Yeah. We get in there, y'all. I do also want to make more time to read. I feel like this is also like my pull-up goal, which is always on my resolutions list. But some books that I wrote down, Principles by Ray Dalio, Limitless by Jim Quick, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, The Ride of a Lifetime by Bob Iger. That is something, that's one that I've really wanted to read for a long period of time. The Silent Patient, which I heard is a great thriller. So if you are listening and you would recommend any of these books, let me know in the comments and push me to read them. I do want to read more.
7 Habits of Highly Effective People was a book that my dad, during his like kind of midlife crisis or whatever, in his like late 40s, he really got into that. And he was like buying that book for everyone.
Wow.
He was
trying to get into
it. Yeah. I still haven't made it through. Sorry, Daddy. But yeah, I've heard really good things about that book.
Yeah, maybe that'll be first on my list. And then I want to clean out my closet and sell my clothes on Depot or whatever those sites are called and donate my clothes.
Yeah, I'm down to join you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I actually need to clean out my closet.
ABG closet?
Okay.
In 2021?
Yeah.
Hey. Keep your eye out for that.
Yeah. Hey, beware of Helen's 20-year-old sports bras.
Yeah.
She's be on that list.
She
I know.
Does. Like, her home and workout clothes are clothes from, like, high school.
Yeah, I like, wear. I mean, if it's not broken, why, you know, why that's, fix it or why throw it away?
That's true. I mean, that's a good point. It's funny because when we were shopping for her birthday gift, we asked Phil, we're like, does she need fitness wear? Like, she has a lot. And he's like, no, they're all from like when she was like 15. Please, give her, please give her new fitness stuff.
They're in perfectly good quality. Okay.
All right. One of the goals you mentioned that stood out to me, that thing's actually, I think it's really amazing because you want to write a script. I think two things come to mind. One, I think it's really amazing that all three of us find things that like a creative outlet outside of ABG. You know, I think working creative for like the past, I don't know how long, like 5-6 years, I see how important that is to have your own creative individuality. So I think it's great you want to write a script. And if you need software or anything, I have some free things I found online or like just resources. I know you have Phil, but I feel like I'm also in the same boat. You know, I'm a beginner when it comes to writing, but it's exhilarating to write something for yourself.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, that was actually a goal that stood out to me a lot as well. And I echo with Mel that I think all three of us, it's really important that we find other ways to
make sure that we are not only getting a creative outlet, but also something that is like reinforcing your personal identity. Because with ABG, the way that it's working, it could easily, if you don't put boundaries, become the only thing we focus on, right? So yeah, it is very important to have that balance. But it's also really exciting to me because I was like, oh, I always kind of had this like, I know from working with you that you do, there's like a component where you're really drawn to storytelling and you're really drawn to like creative media type stuff. But I didn't know, and I think you were trying to figure out to what degree you'd want to be involved, right? Because you're like, I kind of like being in front of the camera, but I also kind of like being behind the camera and I kind of like setting up the story. But so I think this is like a really great way to start exploring all those different things. Yeah.
I mean, why not? 2021 is a time to do it. I mean, I've had that on my list for years now. It's like, do this, because something that I do want to do is not out there yet, or not that I've seen. And I'm just like, there needs to be something like this out there. So it is from personal experience, and it'll be a very vulnerable thing to draft. But I've been doing a lot of like saving little thoughts and feelings, and I put it aside and you know, just I have like a log of things that I think might be helpful for it. So it's just putting that together, I guess.
I'm excited.
Yeah. But I think looking back on this list for 2021, I do feel really good. I do feel good inside, and I'll have days, of course, where I feel like a major biatch because my period is approaching. But I think at the end of the day, I do really feel grounded. Like I think I mentioned this in the last episode, my tectonic plates have stopped shifting. And now it's just like aftershocks to the earthquake. And I feel like proud of the person that I am today. I would say that I am the strongest and the healthiest and the happiest that I've ever been. And as someone who's struggled very hard with positive affirmations, these are really, really weird things for me to say. But yeah, I'm excited for next year. These are very different goals from the past 2 years.
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Same.
Thanks, ladies. Thanks, everyone listening.
This episode is sponsored by Skillshare. In today's episode, we talk about our goals for 2021, and let me just say how excited I am to be entering a new year. It feels like a blank canvas to refresh, create, and learn more things to elevate yourself. No matter what 2021 brings, you could spend it creating something meaningful with Skillshare's online classes, because time is what you make of it. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. For 2021, I want to be in a mentally better place than I was in 2020. Some classes I'm excited to take that maybe you'll be interested in as well are Designing the Life You Want, 4 Exercises for Clarity and Motivation, and Real Productivity, How to Build Habits That Last. I find these classes go hand in hand, and it'll be a great foundation for the new year. With Skillshare, you can find inspiration in the moment and learn how to express your creativity. Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Bring color and beauty and fun to your year. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/ABG and get a free trial of premium membership. Again, that's skillshare.com/ABG.
New year, same us. But today, talking about our New Year's resolutions really does inspire me to show up as the best version of myself every single day. If anything, these past few years have taught me that slowing down and doing the deep work is equally, if not more, important than being efficient and ticking off all the boxes and tasks that we can create for ourselves. And one way I plan to do this is by tuning into Audible, the leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks. They have these amazing guided wellness and meditation programs that can really help to slow you down. One that I listened to just this morning is called Equanimity by Bram Barrow. Only 11 minutes, and it really helped to shift my mindset for the day. Every month, members get 1 credit to pick any title in the entire premium selection of bestsellers and new releases, regardless of the price, and to keep forever. Members will also have access to the Plus catalog, which includes thousands of select audiobooks, podcasts, Audible originals, and more. Visit audible.com/ABG or text ABG to 500-500 to start your free 30-day trial. That's audible.com/ABG or text ABG to 500-500.
I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most. And they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right, so next up, we're going to put the spotlight on Ms. Mel Mel.
Hello. I do want to say, Helen, real quickly, your goals are very inspiring, and these are things I'm mentally noting because I feel like in the last episode, I feel like I shared how 2020 has been a tough year, but I think you're an example of you've gone through really tough things, and then hearing you speak from this like genuine place of growth, I'm like, oh, wow, that's amazing, and I'm really excited and happy for you for next year. But I think my goals are slightly, they're a little different based off where I was, where I am personally. I give my goals pretty simple because I'm in a mindset of wanting to heal and rebuild. Mm. The three things I've listed play a pivotal role in increasing my happiness for this year. Mm. Number one, I want to change up how I see myself and rebuild my confidence again. So I want to build a stronger backbone. I think having a strong backbone is something I honestly did not have growing up. Like, I did not take criticism very well. I'm a sensitive person. You both know that. And I got told so many times, Mel, like, you have to get a stronger backbone in high school. It's something I tried to develop, and I did work towards it probably later in high school and then in college. I feel like I found my barrier and protection of my backbone, if that makes any sense. But I think this year kind of It got chipped at, and it's not as strong anymore. And like, for example, when I see comments or criticism, I don't bounce back as quickly as I used to. And maybe I feel as if public criticism is increasing, I don't know, and it's hitting me deeper than it should. And I think that's something I'm noting. Mm-hmm. I really want to change the lens I have on myself right now. Like, I feel like I have these, like, you know, it's like rose colored glasses. I don't, it's like the opposite of that, of how I view myself. Mm-hmm. And I know the thing I need to do is change that lens, because that lens is incorrect. I have 20/20 vision, so I don't know the right terminology. So I wrote down different ways of how I'm going to be, you know, accomplishing these goals. But for one, I'm going to work on changing my thought process. And instead of saying, one, I'm not blank enough, I want to say, Mel, you're doing great and you're a whole. Because the constant dialogue I had last year was like, Mel, you are not good enough. Mel, you're not pretty enough. Mel, you're not working hard enough. You're not blank enough. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one thing I learned from listening to Brene Brown and just like reflecting is like, I've always been enough. Mm-hmm. That's always been there. Mm-hmm. So I need to remind myself to really believe in that statement. And another thing I want to do is I do journal from time to time, but it's just been something that's not really built into my routine that I think I need to build in to have more words of affirmation. And I think about this conversation I had with Janet when I was breaking down to her towards the end of the year, and I was crying about how I felt like shit. And she was like, Mel, I need you to wake up every morning, smile in that mirror, like just smile and write down on a post-it note what you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, and that was actually based off of something that Helen had mentioned in an earlier episode, that when she was working through her therapy, positive affirmations were an exercise that she was doing, right? Going into the mirror and writing a post-it note about saying something positive about yourself. Mm-hmm. And I had also heard it from my friend Drushdu when she was going through a really challenging period. She's like, I would get up in the morning and just physically make myself smile, because there is something that it does, like your physical movements actually does create a chemical reaction in your brain, mm-hmm. or like it does affect your mood, right?
Mm-hmm. That's also where like the power pose comes from, right?
Yeah,
like standing pose, where you kind of stick your chest out and put your arms by your waist and you kind of just like stand up tall and stand up strong. And that actually makes you feel more powerful than, you know, just like slouching over.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So if you feel like you can't control how you're feeling or what you're thinking, control what you're physically doing. And that might help kind of.
And it does. And it does. Yes. I will say it does. I will say the sticky notes are weird. It feels weird. You're like, okay, no one come into my bathroom, because it's like strange. Like, you're awesome. You're beautiful. You know, it's like, no one come in here.
Yeah.
And you share a bathroom with Darlene. But if she understands, and maybe she'll like it too. You can leave notes for her and be like, hey, Darlene, like, I love how you blah, blah, blah. And just leave notes of like gratitude for each other. It's a really good feeling to see.
Yeah. No, I think for me, I just started doing it. Luckily, I have a mirror closet, so it's some kind of private, and it's like a big board.
Yeah.
But I have a post-it notes on my bookshelf now that's like right with the pen right next to it. So in the morning after I brush my teeth, I go in, like smile in front of the mirror, and I'm like writing. I think about what's something I'm like happy about within myself. And sometimes I try not to focus on the physical. It's like more of the mental.
Yeah.
Like I wrote yesterday, I was like, I love how creative you are, Mel. Like, you could edit a video in an hour. And I was like, oh shit, that's pretty good, you know?
It is.
That's true. Yeah. But I think it's nice to have these tangible things I could do every single day, because I do like routine. Like with journaling, I love journaling, but I'm like, oh, I'll journal like later. Like it's always like, it's nothing, something like I feel like I have to sit down and actually like put more effort in. But like a post-it note is kind of more quick, and like it's still like the little reminders.
So one thing that I used to do is just like journal physically all the time, where it's like pen to paper. But if you keep something on your laptop, like I have all of these different notes where it's like my 11 wishes, so I can know what I want to like manifest into something bigger. Mm-hmm. I have my dreams. Every time if I wake up in the morning and I remember my dreams, I'll write it down, because I'm just like, ooh, weird. Mm-hmm. I want to connect my dreams. And then I have like a journal one where I just write just random things, and I have an ABG like learnings one where I try to track things that I feel or things that I'm learning with ABG along for the journey. Mm-hmm. And there's something where it's like it's easily accessible if it's on your laptop, so that you don't feel like you have to, because I also felt that way where I'm like, oh, I have to sit down, I have to find quiet time, make sure no one's bothering me, like, and then, you know, spend a good 30 minutes to an hour journaling, and it can feel like more of a task sometimes. You know, so if you have it on your laptop and you just want to get it out, it does feel really good too.
Yeah, I think for me, like, I actually have I have a journal, and I have like a Word doc where I just put journal and I have all my entries from like the past 2 years on it.
Yeah.
But for me, I think my psychology, I'm just like, oh, it's still a lot of effort to sit down and process versus like quick hits in the morning and like these little things that are bite-sized, I think will start adding up. And also think of the notes. That's a good tip. I have so many notes that are like very work, like I categorize all my work stuff. I'm just like, I think I associate my notes with my work sometimes. It's like more like being proactive.
Yeah. Or you can try Evernote, because Janet, you use Evernote.
That's true. Yeah. I think I could find a way, but I think right now I want to start small and just do post-it.
And see how
that goes. Another thing I want to do is continue going to therapy to really reframe things. I started going back to therapy last year, and I just want to continue. I think it's just a good way to take care of myself, and it's like a mental check. Mm-hmm. And whenever I go, I always feel better. I'm like, good. So thank you, BetterHelp. And the last thing I wrote for this, for number one, is one thing I want to continue for New Year is have a nice morning routine. I kind of like started doing this past year in 2020. And I really like it. Like I wake up in the morning. I wake up to, and I start playing Up First NPR, and that's like my wake up call. Mm-hmm. And I start making my bed. I bring it to the bathroom with me as I brush my teeth. And then I start making a coffee or tea, and I just sit down for a little bit. And I think that kind of just starts my day right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to continue that, because it feels like a little quiet moment or of self-care in the before I start my day.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah.
The second thing I want to focus on for this year is I want to create experiences for myself that allow me to thrive again. You know, I think granted with everything going on this past year, I know I'm really fortunate in a lot of ways, but I feel like I want to thrive not just on a professional front, but on the personal front. You know, for me, I feel overall really happy with ABG, and I know it's a huge part of me since I'm 1/3 of ABG, but I want to create experiences for Mel, like for myself. I think, again, I mentioned before, like that was me, you know, going to the movies and having dinner and all this stuff like on my own. I think now I need to find alternate ways of doing that. Like that sense of independence I used to feel really helped with my happiness and confidence. So how am I going to be doing this? I thought about maybe instead of getting food delivered, I'm going to might do pickup instead. I think just being in my car, having some music on, feeling like I'm going somewhere just for like a pickup food, like really just changes my mood a little bit. Mm-hmm. Another thing, when I think about experiences, like one of the strongest callings, and I think you both know about this from 2020, is I want to move to Taiwan for a bit this year, if it's possible. I think one thing that I just latched onto in 2020 was my culture. It's something that doesn't change and has always been something solid for me to depend on. I think from having conversations with my mom of you know, how she grew up, you know, exchanging Taiwanese books with my little brother and just reading the book Love Boat Taipei, because it takes place in Taiwan. It just like the strong like feeling of I just want to be there, mm-hmm. you know, and Taiwan plays such a special role in my life because I've been going there since I was a kid. And I've always wanted to live there since I was young. I just never like bite the bullet. Is that the right word? Bite something.
Bite the pineapple cake.
Bite something. Yeah. Oh my, that sounds so good. But you know, I also think, you know, they are handling the pandemic a little differently there as well. But I just really want to experience living in a different country. And mm-hmm. I think you both know that just it's been tugging at me for a while. So if I can possibly go there for a few months next year and just live there, I think I would.
Yeah. And we fully support that decision if you do.
Yeah, which I'm pretty excited about. And I guess the last thing that I really want to focus on for 2021 is kind of when you mentioned your script writing, I want to create more videos and content that I enjoy making for myself. Mm. I do watch a lot of videos and I think I had this conversation with Jana. It's like, I call it lounging because I do love to relax, but I genuinely love consuming content. Whether it's Asian American focused, whether it's what's trending right now to Korean dramas, I love just consuming stuff because I think it inspires me to create things for myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, lately I've been really into creating like these calming type of videos of like people cooking and different activities. And, you know, they're kind of videos you put on the background, but they're like aesthetic and kind of relaxing to watch. So I think that's something I want to lean into and just make for myself. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about Korean drama content and I want to learn how to lean into my interests more and just create things that really excite me. Because I think when I create things, I actually become like, I get really happy. Like, I love creating things. I'm like, man, like, it's a tangible thing to be like, look what I made, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I haven't done that for myself this year. And I want to do that. Like, I think I had a conversation with you too, and I felt like kind of just like, creatively stripped in my mind, and you're like, Mel, why don't you do this, whatever, and I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. And literally the next day I made a reel,
yeah,
and I was like putting it up and making it. I just felt so good. I'm like, I haven't felt good in so long, you know.
Yeah, feeling inspired to create again is something that also comes from a place where you mentally feel good enough to want to create.
Exactly. So
it's like, how do you address that step first, right? Yeah. The mental part where it's like you're mentally content and capable of thinking and producing these things. And then you execute.
Yeah.
And then you can actually be happy about it too.
Yeah. I think you said something earlier about like, it's kind of like, I think when I think of overall like theme for me this year, it's like, I want to be content with who I am.
Mm.
And maybe in some ways, that's what 30 is going to be for me. It's like really learning how to re-love myself, but love myself in a different way. Because I know even Janet, would you always tell me, like, no, Mel, like, I know you're trying to, like, turning 30, it's like, it's incredible how you're going through all this stuff now because you're going through change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes I think about turning 30 of, like, I'm going to be this best boss woman or whatever, like, this confident girl. And, like, in some ways, that requires change, though.
Yeah. Or struggle and distress and, like, tears and pain, all of that, it's a signal that you're pushing yourself and you're growing, right? Mm-hmm. And I do feel like 2020, like, I think a lot of people were pushed, but for many reasons and just the time of this in your life where you're about to approach 30 and all of the changes, like, this is, I think you were pushed to a pretty big edge in your life this year, mm-hmm. which is a positive thing. And I do like that it sounds like 2021, your goal is now about healing.
Yeah.
Mm. So if we've broken you apart, how do you want to reform at the new Mel, right?
I just picture like some robot that's broken.
I picture like a flower vase.
Aww. A like a broken flower vase that, how do you want to put it back together?
Aww. Yeah. There's a word called kintsugi. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's called golden repair. So I think this is within Japanese art. It's a Japanese art of repairing broken pottery by mending the areas of breakage with lacquer, dusted, or mixed with powdered gold. So all of the cracked pieces are actually painted gold.
Wow. Yeah.
I remember when I was going through therapy, I was like, yo, I'm a broken flower pot.
Yeah, but a lot of the sentiment behind that is that they want to celebrate like the broken pieces of you. Like, yes, that is essential to the overall piece, yes, right? So it's like anything that you're going through that's challenging or painful, that's essential to who you are.
And it makes it more beautiful too, mm-hmm, once you are healed.
Thank you. That's what I'm going to be focusing on for 2020. One, sorry. That's what I'm going to be focusing on for 2021. Thank you for both you ladies for giving me encouragement and your advice. I think these are things I, through my countless of crying sessions with you both, I am noting, I've been mentally noting all this stuff to like learn. I'm like learning from your actions. So thank you.
Is there anything where Mel, at the age of 30, you have big goals for yourself? That's only in 2 months.
I know. To be honest, no.
Good.
Yeah, I just want to, I think for me, it's kind of like what you said, I think 2 years ago, like, you don't want to set so many, like, all these goals and not hit and feel disappointed.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's just like, if I could get to a place where, like, maybe I want to be, I want to say a better version of myself, but that's really what I want to be. Like, I feel, I think, I'm hoping that, like, when I say rebuild, I don't want to rebuild to the previous person I was. I think in some ways, I was happy with who I was before. I was confident. I was happy. I was bubbly. I think I still am those things. But if there's any way to reprogram myself to be a Mel, I guess, 2.0, like we referenced the holiday.
Hayden 2.0, Mel 2.0. Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, but if I can be some version of a Mel 2.0, that's just much better and like just in a healthier mindset, yeah, like how she views things, that'd be just ideal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm excited for if I could get to there. Not even by 30, just maybe 30 is a year I'm working towards that.
Yeah.
I'll be happy.
Yeah, where you start to do some of the reframing of the way that you think about things and the way that which then affect how you feel about things.
Yeah. I think it's the first time in some ways that I actually feel that I could actually get there. I feel really stuck lately. So talking to you both right now about this is like, okay, you know what? I kind of see the light, and I think I could get there.
Yeah. That's great. And I think that's for a lot of our listeners who might be feeling like 2020 has put you in a state of feeling stuck. Looking forward and setting resolutions is a good way to start feeling like, to give yourself some momentum, right?
Yeah.
It's something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even the intro when Jenna's like, and we're 21, I was like, hell the fuck yeah, bye 2020. I'm so over you.
Thank you, but bye.
Yeah. Thank you, next.
Yeah. Yes.
Something I always have in my bag whenever I go out now is deodorant. You never know when you'll get hit with the sweats and the unpleasant armpit smell. I'm someone that wears deodorant every single day and I feel naked without it on. Finding the right deodorant you trust to put on your body is hard, but I'm happy I found one, Native. Native aluminum-free deodorant is a great addition to your 2021 routine. It's definitely part of mine. Native cares about what you put on your armpits. That's why their ingredient list includes things you actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S., plus free 30-day returns and exchanges. And they have options. Native has a line of scented deodorants for people with baking soda sensitivities, plastic-free deodorants if you're trying to cut down your plastic consumption, and even an unscented option if you're all about your natural scent. Make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/ABG or use promo code ABG at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/ABG or use promo code ABG at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Making sense of time in 2020 was a little tricky. Not only was dating on my mind, but I was also thinking of my timeline for a future family. Before Modern Fertility, I didn't have any insight into my fertility situation, which I think is a pretty important topic for women like me who want to have a family in the not-so-distant future. Modern Fertility is an at-home fertility hormone test that you take with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label, and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days. They provide insight into your egg count, hormone levels, and any reproductive red flags. The results go in-depth into what every hormone means, and you can also talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for next steps. Traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility only costs $159. And if you go to modernfertility.com/ABG, you can get $20 off your test. They also take HSA and FSA dollars. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/ABG. That means your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost at your doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/ABG. modernfertility.com/ABG.
But Janet, I'm really curious and excited to hear about what your resolutions are for 2021.
Oh, my resolutions. Okay. So let's see. 2020, if you listened to last episode, I mentioned that I felt like the theme of 2020 was it was a building year. And this might be kind of dark to say, but I actually think 2021 is going to be a potentially even harder year for me. Mm. I said in the previous episode that I'm a delayed emotion processor, right? So I feel like all the stuff that happened in 2020, I usually react with just actions and doing what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And it isn't until much later that the feelings hit me. So given that timing, then I think that this coming year is going to be a year when I'm going to start processing a lot of the things that happened in 2020 or how it affected me. Also, in Chinese superstition, when it's the year of your zodiac sign, it's supposed to be an unlucky year filled with many obstacles for you. And next year is the year of the ox, and I am an ox. So with that in mind, anticipating that I might be going through, even more challenges or changes or having to be more or having to process more things that are difficult, I think it's going to be incredibly important for me to be even more centered, grounded, positive, and inspired, which is a lot of the things that you ladies have kind of listed off, right? The very first thing that comes to mind when I think about if that is my goal is to be centered, positive, and inspired, I think about meditation. Mm. And so much shit happened this year, and I feel like the one thing, if I had to pick one thing that really, really I felt like I helped me and that I would promote to other people, it's meditation. And I really feel like, because for me, this was something that I started to develop into a habit. Mm. And it's now, I started this type of meditation maybe like at the end of 2019. Mm-hmm. So now it has been a full year where more or less like 2 times a day, I will meditate for 20 minutes. It's not been perfect. Like I have skipped full days, maybe a couple days in a row, but for the most part, I do that. And what I've noticed is that it's starting, like, I think with meditation, for me, it's not something that I feel a change of right away. It's something that I've seen when I do it for a long, long, long period of time. And then when I stop doing it, then I feel a difference. Mm. So when I stop, you know, when there's an absence, then I kind of start to say, oh, okay, I actually think that, you know, when I'm not meditating, I'm starting to feel a little bit more anxious or a little bit more like floaty or like whatever it is. Yeah. And I think that now it's been enough time where it's starting to feel less like an obligation and more like something that I actually look forward to in my day to have kind of a little bit of reprieve. So that is something that from 2020, I want to really continue to focus on in 2021. And in terms of, you know, building off of that more, I would love to, and I've been kind of doing some Google searching into how I could maybe deepen my practice with either meditation and or yoga, whether with like a certification course or maybe like get, you know, something like that. So that is something in addition to furthering my personal practice, I would love to find a way where I can somehow use this with other people in some way. So if you are out there and you know of a good meditation instruction or leading type program, and not necessarily one that studies meditation, but one that kind of focuses on helping you be able to lead meditations, because that's a very different skill set. Like how do you come up with like leading guided meditations or even like leading yoga or things like that? Send me a message.
Jay, that is something that I can totally see you doing as like a separate career. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you have like the perfect tone, the perfect voice for it, the perfect storytelling, the perfect look for it. If I want to peek my eye open and look at you, I'm like, close it back again.
Well, you know, I think when we talk about with ABG, like what are the things, like it is already so amazing to feel people receptive to us with like anything that we put out, right? Mm-hmm. But when I've gotten messages specifically about like, oh, your meditation really helped me today.
Yeah.
Like that to me is like, oh my God, okay. I'm trying to, as we talked about with ABD, experiment, put different things out there and see what people enjoy from you, right? And if that is, and when I get messages from that, I'm like, okay, then this feels right. It's something I enjoy doing and it's something that other people enjoy receiving.
And it is something that is creative and something that helps people, which are two things that you mentioned. In the past resolutions.
Yes. So, and the thing is, it's like I've dabbled in both meditation and yoga for many years, but never consistently. So I feel like 2020 was the year where I really, I got to develop a consistent habit of really practicing it. And now I'm like really sold and I want in 2021 to be able to deepen that relationship.
And I will say, as a consumer of your meditation series, I think you're really good at it. Like, I think during the Thanksgiving break, I did your gratitude. I know it's Oprah's idea for the gratitude exercise, but your voice, the way you say it, I did it every day. And then anytime you had like a, sometimes you're like, oh, Friday, you're like Friday meditation to start your weekend. I'm like, oh, and I actually do it. And I haven't like used a meditation app in a while, but I'm like, oh, I'll use Janet's. So I go to yours.
Dog. Let's do it. Yes. ABG meditation app 2021 led by Janet.
She's a UX designer.
Oh my gosh, you could design your own app.
I design, but I can't make it. We need an engineer for that. If you're an engineer who wants to design an ABG meditation app, I don't know. Putting it out there. Maybe 2022.
Hello at AsianBossGirl.com. That's a new I don't think we've sent that email on this podcast yet. Hello. At AsianBossGirl.com.
Yes, we've now actually upgraded to our customized domain. So you can email us at hello@AsianBossGirl.com or book or partner or shop at AsianBossGirl.com.
Nice. All of the above. Just try all of it.
Yes, try all of them. But yeah, so that's like my very first thing when I think about being centered and being inspired and being positive. The second thing is family. And one thing that I have kind of realized in the past couple of years is that my family, we're not major phone people. And we tend to do better catching up in person. And since I'm used to visiting them in person pretty frequently, I have a habit of like saving all of my updates for the visit and not really interacting with them on a day-to-day. Like we don't really talk on the phone. I don't really text much with them besides just like very tactical things. But this year, because of, you know, COVID, like I've still been able to visit my parents like maybe once a month and like, you know, for shorter periods, but I haven't been able to see my sister very much. And because of that, we've actually had more phone conversations. Still not as much as I'd like, but that is something that I think I want to start developing more of a habit, is just like calling her or my parents up like randomly. And I think usually because I think that, oh, when I call them, it needs to be like a 30-minute conversation, an hour-long conversation. I want to get in the habit of, it could just be like a 5-minute check-in, and that's like fine, right? Yeah, I think, and that for me, I think, is also something where, like, because of the pandemic this year, we've seen the number of people in our lives drastically decrease, right? But hopefully, then the people that remained are a lot like more, they're core for you. And for me, like being in LA with you ladies, like, so my friends, I feel like are very my close circle of friends are very present in my life. But with my family, because I haven't been able to see them as much, it's like I want to be able to maintain that relationship and adjust. Even though in 2021 we're going to go back to, quote, knock on wood, right? Like whenever we get to see each other more again. But I think one benefit I could take from this time is maybe the habit of like more frequent phone and texts and stuff like that. So that's number two to help ground me and keep me positive is my family. The number three thing is movement. Helen had spoken about this as well for health. And for me, I just know from personal experience that moving is critical to my mental and emotional health. I feel I'm a lot better when I'm doing it, and I don't feel good when I'm not, right? But here's the thing. It's not necessarily about exercise, like in the way that I think about exercise, because I think especially in LA, we are used to like going to a class and committing to an hour-long session or going for a run. And if it's like considered, if it's defined as a run, it's got to be for like an hour long somewhere else, right? But one thing I've learned from quarantine, because now I have to do yoga at home, is like there's like 20-minute online sessions, 10-minute online sessions. And when I do that, I actually do that maybe more frequently, and it doesn't feel like such a big thing to, you know, have to do. So I wrote, move more often and less intensely. And I actually found this, like when I was living in San Francisco, I was walking a lot more and actually did not have any type of exercise routine. But that also, I felt like more balanced mentally and emotionally. So it's like whether it's like, you know, shorter classes or going for walks, it's just I want to be more mindful about incorporating movement into mm-hmm. my day. And that's been especially because of quarantine. Like, I haven't been the best about like incorporating movement, but I want to reframe how I think about it. And it's not like I have to go get a workout in. Maybe it's just like, okay, then I'm going to call my sister, and then while I'm on the call, I'm going to walk around my apartment, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, if I move for 10 minutes that day, I just know that like, that changes my mental and my emotional health.
All right, Mel, that's on me and you to go, get the fuck out.
Leave your room. I think maybe you, when she says, I was like, I don't move.
Let's be real.
I find a spot and I stay there.
All right, I'll move with you, Jay.
Thank you, yes. So Helen and I, yeah, pre-COVID, we were doing yoga, and then...
No, that was fun.
It was nice. And now it's like, I think it's harder for us to get out because we're in downtown. Like, there's not a lot of places to go outdoors, but every once in a while, we'll try to make it out somewhere outdoors, and we both enjoy kind of being outside and moving our bodies. Yeah. So that's definitely something I want to continue implementing that I want to re-implement in my life in 2021.
Also, Mel, you freaking move. You dance, like, your butt off all the time.
Yeah. Sorry, I gotta insert real quick. It's funny because you say that, and I was talking to our friend Tim. He's like, I was saying, like, yeah, I just, like, the girls love working out. I just don't work out. He's like, yeah, the only time I see you work out is drunk dancing at an Airbnb rental, which is true. But I do love that you both value movement, and, like, you guys found ways to, like, implement into your routine. Like, there are so many times during retreat, like, you both will wake up early, like, oh, do you want to go on a jog or go on a run? I'm like, a part of me, deep down, I'm just like, yay, the room to myself. To like, I don't know, just like self-care different ways.
Yeah,
it kind of works for all three of us, you know?
Yeah. Whatever self-care looks like to you is going to be very different from the person next to you. So yes, find the thing that works for you.
Exactly.
When you said movement, I was like, is she moving to the burbs too?
No, but well, interesting that you say that, because the next thing on my list in terms of
good
what
transition.
I think,
well,
I've been doing this for 3 years.
You're killing it in 2021 already. Oof.
But in terms of movement and remaining inspired, being inspired being a theme for me for 2021, I am very heavily affected by my space. Mm. And I have felt, especially with COVID and being, you know, having the lockdown and being indoors, the exacerbation of being suffocated in a tiny downtown apartment. And so my thing is, I don't think I will physically make the move in 2021, but I want to start planning for it. And what that means is to think more specifically about where I'd like to move. And as Helen mentioned, like, I feel like I've loved living in the city living in a city setting for a while, but now I'm ready to not be in a downtown setting. Yeah. I want to be where there's space, where there are trees, and where I can, you know, run outside and things like that. So I am probably going to look for a more suburban setting.
Tell me why Janet's going to have like the biggest garden. She's just going to go up and eat a plant.
Girl, I think you're projecting on her right now.
she wants the garden, and I think you have to keep plants alive though, and that's
I could totally see Janet with like a little bunny rabbit, and they're both just like, hey, chewing on the leaf. Please? No, just
can
me.
You. Can you both find a place with a pool so I can just like join
with
in?
A pool?
Yeah, girl,
pool
takes
a lot to upkeep as
that's
well.
True. That's true. Yeah, you want to come upkeep it? You want to be my pool woman?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know anything about the chlorine stuff, but
you can't.
But yeah, I want to start doing the research and thinking about like the financing and all of that, right?
Yeah.
It's still kind of a dream right now, but I think that having like that to start planning towards and research can also be an exciting form of inspiration for me next year. And in the short term, what I can do, which you ladies have already seen me do, is to move the furniture in my place around to kind of change up, to make it feel a little bit different, right? So that's something I'm going to be implementing more, is just not quite moving, but looking into that.
Mm. Home deco.
Home deco?
Home decorations. Like, you're changing around your space to get more of a homey feel.
And that's home decor.
I don't know.
Either or.
You
either
add an R, I take away an R.
Well, I think she wants to say Home Depot, but...
Home dec. You know, that sounds real.
I don't know what you're saying.
Last, I guess, New Year's resolution for 2021. Again, because I think I already said this in 2020, and I might have said it in 2019. To have, you know, to find my husband.
Land a man.
Yeah.
Not on the moon, but on Janet. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing. The logical part of me is like, resolutions should be things that are within your control. And of course, it is not within my control to find my husband. I should be more specific and say, what are the things, Janet, that you're going to do to find your husband? So And I did, because in 2020 I reviewed, like, what are the things? Be more open, you know, like, yeah. go for more date sessions and that kind of a thing.
Physically, mentally, everything.
Yeah, open. Physically, mentally, everything. And here's the thing. I had implemented those in 2020, and I think all I can do is just to continue implementing what I can control in 2021. Mm-hmm. And that means being emotionally vulnerable. I was telling you ladies last night, I watched To All the Boys I Loved Before. Part two.
I don't know.
And definitely had a good cry. And it was a little, and it wasn't like a sappy cry. It was a cry, not like a, aw, so adorable. It was a crying of like seeing how innocent and beautiful and easy love could be.
Y'all, puppy love though. That shit is false.
It is. Yeah, yeah. It is false. But I think, actually here's what made me cry. Because I saw that and I recognized how beautiful it was. And I felt like it was foreign. Like, I could not relate. The way that I used to be able to watch, like, sappy movies and be like, aw, I couldn't, aw. It almost felt like I was watching a movie in a different language. Like, I just felt so separate from them. Oh. And that's scary because it's like, wow, I feel so jaded and like, as if that achieving any type of that type of love is so out of reach for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the fact that I was able to cry about it means that I'm acknowledging it, I'm feeling it, right? Mm-hmm. So being open and vulnerable. And when I said I wanted to be more proactive too, I told myself that if I turned 35 and I didn't have any like real potential partners in the works or like any relationship that I was like, you know, actively in and fostering, that I was going to take additional steps. Mm-hmm. And I was always interested in seeking like matchmaking services and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was actually very timely to me that we met Maggie when we did and that we, you know, interviewed her for the podcast. And so that to me feels like I'm starting off this year trying out something that I haven't tried before when it comes to dating. Mm. So my last goal for 2021 is to find my husband, but really it's more just to be open and vulnerable and to continue putting myself out there.
She's trying to start it off with a bang. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Girl, I know what you said.
End it with a bang.
Yeah. End with a bang.
Oh, yeah. With
bang, bang. But I had this like really random epiphany moment when you're talking about, you know, hopefully a man will come into your life, your husband will come into your life this year. You mentioned that you want to start leveling up your meditation and yoga.
Yeah.
Who knows, through that avenue, you might actually find someone that we haven't even tapped into yet, you know?
That engineer who's about to reach out to us, y'all.
Who's the yoga, Oh, you mean you...
To make the app.
To make the app and stand on his ear. Remember in one of the last episodes we said if you could balance on your ear, that'd be crazy.
You said that. But, you know, honestly, we don't know what's going to happen this year.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
I am very hopeful for all three of us. I think we have a lot of good things that we want to accomplish this next year. It's a lot of growth. It's going to be tough. It sounds like it's going to be a tough year, but it's going to be one where we're going to... Can you imagine next year we're going to listen back on this and be like, whoa, who is that person? Because you're going to have grown so much by then. That is so exciting to like look forward to.
Yeah. I'm actually smiling right now.
Which actually is like, and this is something that we had mentioned in our previous episode, is that we actually listened to our past episodes to help us kind of prepare for some of these like new resolutions. Mm-hmm. So for our listeners, we would suggest that, you know, you do the same, like take the time to capture your resolutions, whether, as Helen said, writing them down, or maybe you even want to record them for yourself and then you can play it back next year.
And another thing I want to add to what Janet's saying is like, you know, talk with your girlfriends and your best friends about, you know, what you want to accomplish, because I think having both of them on the podcast with me, it's like you have someone to hold you accountable for your goals and someone to encourage you and say, hey, you know, I've seen how far you've grown. You know, I think sometimes if you're just writing to yourself, you don't really know how far you've come, right? So having someone else there, like your friends, whether it's a partner or your close friends, just to be there by your side to kind of help in some ways monitor your growth, it's actually extremely helpful and it's actually really encouraging when you hit the, you know, December 31st of 2021.
And I would also say that if I look back on the past 2 years, because we have been keeping track of our goals, that in 2018, a lot of my goals were all external focused, right? About like helping other people or getting a pull-up or whatever it is. make sure that your goals are also balanced, where there are things that you're working on internally and then things you want to achieve externally. Try and take a look at your list and say to yourself, is this balanced? And try and really, in this year, if you are struggling with something and it is a scary thing for you to address, and maybe some people don't need to hear this and maybe some people do, take that time to really get uncomfortable with yourself and try and address that thing.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to support you in spirit. Thank you so much for joining us and listening in to all of our goals, resolutions, hashtag aims, hashtag whatever. If you don't know what that is, reference the past resolutions episodes. But we are super excited to be bringing you some exciting content at Asian Boss Girl. And we hope to continue growing with you in this new year.
We have some shout outs today. Shout out from Julie to Lucy, who are good friends and haven't seen each other for over 2 months because of the pandemic. And they listen to ABG while they work from home. Thank you, ladies, so much for listening.
Also, Archie wishes a happy birthday to Amberly. Thank you for passing out on my toilet 6 years ago during your belligerent freshman days at Davis.
Shout out to Karen for all your hard work on finishing your computer science master's degree. You're a wonderful friend. I hope you treat yourself with a ton of fruit teas and Korean food. From Rachel. So if you have a shout out that you want to send to a friend, whether it's a birthday message or anniversary, congratulating them on a new job, whatever it is, send us an email at shoutouts@asianbossgirl.com. That's shoutouts with an S at asianbossgirl.com. For links and codes to partners that we've mentioned in this episode, you can check our show notes or head to our website for more discounts. Also, you can follow us on Spotify, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating and review. Those really help us out. Share this episode with your friend if you enjoyed it. And if you'd like to check out some of our merch, you can head to asianbossgirl.myshopify.com.
We are also very active on social media. We're at Asian Boss Girl. If you resonate with today's episode, go to our latest Instagram post and comment your resolution for 2021. We also have a YouTube channel. We have some fun content coming out for this new year, so check us out at Asian Boss Girl. And last but not least, we want to thank our freaking talented editor, Michelle. Hi, Michelle. I know you're listening right now. For working her magic on all the episodes, including this one. And we will catch you all on the next episode of 2021.
Woo!
Bye! Bye.